And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we're going to travel over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Sounds like we might get a little snow tomorrow.
Now, I suppose it's got to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has to happen. Not looking forward to it, so.
I know. We've been so spoiled, is what we are.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Beautiful, you know, the temps are in the 30s and 40s and even 50s this time of year. That's nice.
It's just super weird, though, but.
Yep. Okay, well, a lot of things happening at the Appleton Library.
Well, tonight we have our faux metal heart wreath that we're going to be making here with adults at 6:30 p.m. And then tomorrow we have an old maid card tournament, as well as a teen tween weaving experience planned. We are closed on Monday the 19th for the holiday. And then, you know, it's just always something. We have kind of some fun things coming up. Unlock secret messages on the 21st. And then Thursdays with Julia, if you need any tech help or help with your iPad, your cell phone, things like that. We do that twice a month, the second and it's usually the second Thursday and the fourth Thursday of the month. Mm. And then we have our book club coming up on the 26th. Also, Prairie 5 is having a tax clinic here on Monday the 26th all day, too. And something else that's kind of interesting is we used some grant money and bought a heat press and a Cricut machine. Over the years, we've kind of collected some different equipment, and we're going to be offering some classes on how to use this equipment. And right now, for this month, we've got February 27th. We're having a 10:30 a.m. and a 1:30 p.m. on that day. And we're just doing small class sizes, and we're going to offer a couple of times every month or so until, you know, we kind of have gone through the gamut of people who are interested. So we've got a couple openings here, and we're going to have some evening times, too, this next month. I mean, go figure that February is, just like we were saying, so wonderful and sometimes questionable. That's why we picked some daytime hours for this event. You know, go figure.
What exactly do the machines do?
Well, what you can do is, with a Cricut, is you can design something you want to put on, like a T-shirt, a bag, and then print it out. And with some specialty materials, and then once that's done, you use a heat press machine to press it into the T-shirt or into a bag or whatever. And that's the first class that we're going to be offering. And then eventually we're going to be offering classes on how, you know, you've seen those designer mugs or designer water bottles.
Yep.
We're going to be offering some classes on that as well. And we've got all this wonderful equipment that we were able to get with grant money. And after you take a class or spend some time with someone, you can come in and use that equipment. You'll have to bring in some of your own materials and things. And we're still working out all the rules and instructions on some of that. But that's what our goal is to share some of this with people who are very interested in it.
Okay, good. Sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it will be super fun for everyone. And like I said, we're going to offer a few classes at various different times of day until we feel, you know, we've hopefully reached everyone that has the interest. So
keep that
in mind.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we move into what people are reading?
Sure. There are some new things that are starting to pop up here and there. Hardcover fiction. We've got House of Flame and Shadow by Sarah Moss. And so that's the third book in the Crescent City series. And that's usually fantasy. If that's something you're interested in, that next book is coming out. Also, Chris Dixon has Read, Write, Own, a technology entrepreneur, describes three eras of the Internet and argues in favor of blockchain networks. And now this is new nonfiction. I don't know a whole lot about blockchain networks, but we have some books and materials on it if you're interested, as well as, you know, this particular book. that's new. The Grift by Clay Kane is out. It's an overview of Black Republicanism from the time of President Lincoln to the present. Kind of interesting.
Yep.
Anyway, and then a couple more fiction books. Good Material by Dolly Alderton is a struggling stand-up comic, tries to work out why the women he loves stopped loving him. Again, this is fiction. And then Come and Get It by Kylie Reed is what initially appears to be an easy opportunity causes trouble for a senior resident assistant at the University of Arkansas. So lots of new things that are popping out. Some high-profile authors like John Grisham has a new book out. Some things, Barbara Kingsolver has had Demon Copperhead on the New York Times bestseller list for 66 weeks.
Wow.
I know. It's just kind of uncanny how long some of these books stay on the bestseller list. So it's just interesting how some of that works. I know on vacation my husband read The Wager. I'm always talking about him. He knows this. And that has been on the bestseller list for 41 weeks, and he said it was an excellent book.
Good.
And so, yeah, kind of interesting.
Right.
So if you've got something you're interested or you'd like a book recommendation, stop on down. You know, we all are readers.
What are you reading? What are you reading right now, Cindy?
Well, right now I'm taking a break because I read 14 books on vacation. And so the next book that I'm going to read is First Ladies. And it's by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray. And that is our book club pick for this month for the Appleton Public Library. So that's my next read. But
there,
yes, I read quite a few books on vacation.
Yeah, 14 books. I don't think I have read 14 books in my lifetime, Cindy. So.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. So yep. I guess I just take one for the team, huh?
I'm going to ask you this, Cindy. We got a little time here. What's your all-time favorite book that you have read? What's your all-time favorite?
I can tell you my all-time favorite author.
Oh, okay.
And that is former President Jimmy Carter.
Oh, really?
Really. I keep trying to get our book club to read his books. I just think he's super insightful and just such a interesting person that's done a lot of interesting things over the years, and he's so poignant about everything. I mean, he just tells you everything.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why just a really impactful author and person for me.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I've got some favorite authors, of course. You know, I mean, when certain books come out, and I'm always like looking and watching for when they're going to be published and things. But that's probably the one that's impacted me the most.
Okay, President Carter wrote some, like a memoir or other books about what?
He's written several books about different points in his life.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, just being president and different things that have happened to him. I think you would enjoy some of them, too.
Now, that I could read because I love history.
Yeah.
So. Good.
See, so you might have to check that out.
All right, you have to hook me up. You got to hook me up with one of them books then, Cindy.
I will when you come and visit me then.
All right, I will. All right, where can I come and visit you? Where are you located?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney, and we are settling in so well. I just don't even remember what the other place was like. I stopped driving there or walking there or whatever. And so, yeah, we've been here for a number of months. I think we opened... We moved the 31st of July is when we first started the move. And so that's how many months ago that we've really been to this new spot.
Okay.
So that's super exciting. I just love it here.
Good.
Our phone number here is still the same, 320-289-1681. We are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And always check out our Facebook pages as well as our website for things happening here, because we've got something going on all the time for all ages and all levels of interest. So stop by and check us out.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, Paul.
All right, Cindy Hendricks with our Appleton Public Library Show.